I understand that the windmill is part of my story. Windmill to windmill, windmill to windmill. It's so much more about just sex.
I'm a pilot.
I'm about to embark on the most amazing flight of my life.
Very high on life.
Definitely a lot of flying. That's my first love. This is your captain speaking. I'd like to welcome aboard Bachelaire. Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride. You know, there's going to be ups and downs. There's definitely going to be drama.
What drama?
But hopefully we'll end with a nice greaser of a touchdown. Welcome aboard.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another fantastic episode of 25 to Life. We have a special guest here in the friend zone. We're joined by Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
Girl, we are making it happen.
We are.
So I just want to let everybody know that Joe is the original Duchess of Sussex. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am the original Duchess of Sussex.
Where are you from?
I am from Sussex, believe it or not.
Oh my God!
Would you believe? Brighton, Sussex, UK. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been here for 8 years. And I feel like I've known you for the most part of that, actually.
I feel like that's right.
For the most part. Mm-hmm. Very lucky me.
We're so excited. When did you start watching The Bachelor?
I've been watching it since I moved here. I feel like my first season was Desiree.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Which was a good one.
That was a good one.
I think it was a great introduction for me, and I've loved it ever since then.
Well, we're glad you're here. So, because you are a resident of Sussex, how do you feel about this whole Meghan and Harry thing?
It's a big shock, actually. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. Big shock. It has rocked the UK this week.
Really?
It has been across every news station.
And I wonder why.
I wonder why. I mean, just a small deal.
No
just
big deal.
Just a small deal.
It's
and
fine.
The fact that no one knew about it before they did this, is that real?
Well, I love to see it. And, you know, as we've discussed, they have a lot of reason to move away from the royal family.
I fully support them, honestly.
I mean, when the press is calling the baby a chimpanzee, like, guys.
It's outrageous. Really, it's outrageous.
I mean, and at this point, the Queen can't not give them what they want.
No, she can't. They have to support them. And honestly, I think that everyone will support them. They're doing what they want to do. They're a modern couple. They have the money to do what they want to do. They don't need the taxpayers' money. They don't need to be supported by anyone other than themselves. So, yeah, fair play. Hats off. Do what you want
to
do.
I can't wait to read the book.
Yeah.
let's do that.
I can't wait to see what they do next. I'm excited.
I think it's going to be really nice.
I'm excited.
You know, Meghan is a nice person and people don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, all they want to do is compare her to Kate and that's just...
It's not right.
It's not right.
It's not right.
They're very different people.
You know, if I was the kind of person whose parents owned the Walmart of the UK, is that essentially what it is, what her family owns?
I mean, pretty much.
It's Hobby Lobby, right?
It is.
It's the Hobby Lobby of the UK.
It is.
Then,
yeah.
Okay, you know?
It is what it is. But I also support the fact that they're keeping Frogmore. I mean, if you put $2.5 million into a place, you're going to keep it, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think, do you think they have farmhouse sinks?
I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at least, you know, some of those, you know, the sliding,
what are those? Barn doors.
Yes, a barn
and a lot
door.
Of eggshell blue.
Yes!
Yes. Maybe some crackle glaze on the tile.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, my nipples are hard. That sounds amazing. Okay. So, we're focused. Adam's not here this week.
Get back to the program.
Get back to the program. Yep. Nobody cares. So, Adam's not here this week, so we're going to kind of go through the process of the episode like we usually do. We're going to do end of the road as it happened in the episode, and we'll get to that in a minute. But let's start off the episode with sort of the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. Peter and Hannah at the top of the episode were still locked in that sort of weird conversation. Will they, won't they? Joe, what did you think? It was very intimate.
It was very intimate. I mean, she was practically sitting on his lap. The biggest deal for me was, thank God somebody went in there and sorted out her makeup, because that mascara under her eyes was killing me. It was killing me.
You would think that they would have people that are on the show that know that these women love to cry.
Oh, yes, they do.
And that, I don't know, maybe put on a waterproof mascara before
that?
She gets on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you just joining this episode, that means that Hannah and Peter have been locked in this sort of will she, won't she come back for most of the episode, and the continuation of this is them sort of having this, I don't know, I would call it like a sorority party fight between mm-hmm. your college boyfriend, where you've been breaking up, this guy's been on and off with you, will they, won't they? Hannah, at this point, has pretty much said, maybe she'll come back into the house. I think that really upset me, personally.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And yep. The fact that she was like, yeah, maybe I'll move back into this house after I've been, you know, hanging out with these girls. I don't know them. I've also been the bachelorette, by the way, and now you want me to become one of 22 girls in a house?
Yes. You want me to share a house? You want me to live in a shared house after being the bachelorette?
No. And then they sat there and stared at each other. For Joe, how long did you feel that period of time was when they were staring at each other?
It was uncomfortable. It was going on way too long.
It was going on for way too long, and at some point I thought they were going to kiss.
He definitely wanted to kiss her.
He wanted to kiss her so bad.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that I thought was really kind of sad about this whole thing was it felt like Peter really, really, really wanted to be with Hannah. And when he said, I wrote this down because I was really nervous about it. He said, I never said no to you. You were the one that said no to me.
Yeah.
That hurt my feelings.
Yeah, that was sad.
That was sad. Mm. And it was really funny because we were watching the show and then you ended up saying,
I said, well, we were discussing the fact that she was terrible at making decisions.
As we know.
As we know. As we well know.
As we well know.
And I said, I bet she's a Libra.
And guess when Hannah's birthday is?
Guess.
September the 24th. She's a Libra.
Who would have guessed?
Now, Joe, why would you say something like that?
Because, Taylor, I'm a Libra too. Oh my gosh.
What are the traits that you see in Hannah that you see in yourself?
Terrible decision makers.
Cool.
There you go.
What else?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the actual characteristics of Libras are, but we're kind of fun and flirty and mm-hmm. out there. But yeah, terrible decision makers is like the main one.
Sounds like Hannah
so,
B.
Yeah.
Really does.
Yeah.
Hannah ends up, as you guys know, she wins Dancing with the Stars. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, everyone who didn't watch. But also the main reason why she could not stay on this season of The Bachelor, because she was filming Dancing with the Stars.
So she reasonably couldn't have done both. So this whole narrative that the producers are trying to create where, oh my God, she might come back. I don't know.
And also, was she or was she not with Alan, her dance partner, who's possibly maybe gay? Who knows?
When you said that, I said, who knows? It's not happening. She can't be with him.
Who knows?
Is he into it? I don't think so. Somebody else fact check that and get back to us, and then we'll figure
it out.
Let's
get one of the interns onto that.
Thank you! Yes, let's get these interns onto this. Okay, so meanwhile, all of these things are happening, and the girls are fighting with each other. They seem very upset about all of this. So
quite naturally, though. I mean, I don't want someone's ex right in my face, especially when I'm on a first date, albeit a group date with a new guy.
Exactly.
And I don't want to see his ex.
You're spending all this time with, I don't know. Okay, so let's go back and see who all the girls were that were on this date, just to remind everybody. Lauren, Sydney, Natasha, Alexa, Kelsey, McKenna, Alaya.
Who's that?
Okay, Savannah and Peyton. So I would also be upset. All of these girls, this is the first time we're going out, and now this is the second time we've seen your ex-girlfriend pretty much in 2 days. Mm-hmm. What is the point? I mean, personally, as we go through this episode, you will see the producers truly masterful this week.
They are doing their best work, actually.
The Lord's work,
yeah,
as I like to say.
Yeah.
So Peter is out of sorts after his discussion with Hannah.
He comes out with glitter all over his jacket, all over his face, and his hair. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Yeah. It's as though he was rolling in Hannah B.
Yeah.
And then she got up and poofed away like she was a fairy. So he comes back and he tells the girls, I love you, but I'm sorry. We're not doing this activity today. I will see you tonight for the evening date. Joe, how would you feel about that if you were in the shoes of these 22-year-old girls who had come here to spend time with Peter?
Practically the same age as me.
The same. Totally the same. Yeah. Had come and spent this time with Peter, tried to create your sexual story for him, and then it just didn't happen.
I think my exact words were, will we though? Mm-hmm. Will we see you tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And I really loved it. I think it was Natasha, and her exact words were, no, the f- it's not all right.
You know, I really think I started to like Natasha during this episode.
I loved her. And actually, he described her as direct and a badass. And I just thought that that was absolutely perfect. I loved her. She nailed this episode, actually.
She was very good.
And her outfits were on point.
Her outfits so, were on point.
Yes. Bravo, and Natasha.
We will address that much later. So we get to the evening point of the date. And frankly, I feel like I didn't appreciate this. Like, I didn't appreciate that he came out and was very, like, I'm sorry, this is my fault. Hannah came back and I don't know what to do with myself. Sir, you're a grown man. You're 27 years old. Your world should not be rocked by some 24-year-old girl that comes in here. You almost got engaged to her. You were the bachelor. You're better than this.
And if you weren't ready, you weren't ready, Peter. Don't do it. Could have said no.
You could have said no.
You could have said no and let Mike step into the foreground.
You guys, Joe has been talking about Mike all night. Joe, tell us what you love about Mike and why he is your ace.
I just think he is hot as
yeah, he really is very sexy.
That smile, that body, he's so tall and sexy and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, actually, as a newly single-ish woman.
Sure, I'll take it.
If Mike's listening, hi. Hi, Mike. The real Duchess of Sussex is interested.
Is interested. So. We want to see you. Yes.
No, I was secretly hoping it was going to be Mike. And I know you were secretly also hoping the same thing. So
very vocal about it, actually.
Yeah, both of us. So, I mean, there's always next time.
That's right.
It's never off limits, but we'll see. But no dancing, Peter.
He's got to cut that out.
Yeah.
I don't know why he keeps dancing like that. Does he think that's hot?
Does he think he's going to get on Dancing with the Stars next year?
Mate, it's not going to work. It can't happen.
He has not got that Cuban flavor.
Don't you dare come into my house, into my studio.
Into your studio.
And start talking about Peter being a Cuban anything. No.
I knew you'd like that.
So we get to the evening point of the date, and Natasha truly is the voice of the people. She said, every day I've seen you, I've seen her. And I think that was, of the many lines of the episode, a very important one for us to recognize. Mm-hmm. And so I thought about this as he was having the conversation with Natasha, because it seemed like, at least based on the order of operations of the show, he spoke to her first, that he would have to do this 9 times throughout the course of the evening. So the first girl he probably had this conversation with about apologizing for Hannah and apologizing for ruining the date would have to essentially be the most sincere one.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it would get less sincere and he'd get more frustrated with having to continue to apologize to each one of these girls individually. Mm-hmm. So, but that's really his bed.
Mm-hmm. He made his bed. He can lie in it.
That's right.
9 times.
I love it.
Yeah.
So then we get to his one-on-one conversation with Sydney. Mm-hmm. What did you think about Sydney when you first saw her?
I thought, again, that she was hot as...
Gorgeous.
Absolutely stunning. Stunning. I mean, she is a babe.
She's gorgeous.
She's a total smoke show. Absolutely beautiful. But also dumb as...
Dummy.
Oh, but you know, she is
beautiful,
so dumb.
Gorgeous. So gorgeous. So I thought it was really surprising. She talked a lot about how disappointed she was in Peter and how she left a lot of things behind in, what does it say, Birmingham, Alabama? Sure. She left a lot of things behind in Birmingham, Alabama. She talked about growing up and being mixed. Her father is Afro-Latino. Mm-hmm. Her mother is white, and how challenging it was for her growing up in the Deep South in a small town. Reasonable.
All reasonable.
All reasonable. And so Peter, finding relationship with her, gave her the rose.
Mm-hmm.
Color me surprised.
I was surprised, but also very happy about it.
Yeah.
I like it.
She's hot.
She is hot.
And she's dumb enough for him, so we love to see it.
That's true. I mean, yeah, let's put it this way. Peter is not the sharpest stick in the tool shed.
Is it?
I don't know.
Do they say sharpest, that in the UK?
Sharpest knife in the drawer? Okay. I don't know.
What do they usually say in the UK? What would be a euphemism for that?
I actually don't know. I think I've been here for too long, so I get a little confused with my...
Idioms. Euphemisms.
Yes.
Yes, that's it.
But yeah, poor Peter.
Poor Peter.
Also not the smartest character. So yeah, maybe Sydney his catch.
Maybe Sydney is his catch.
Yes.
So we get to the rose ceremony. And the girls who were on the group date recount everything that happened with Hannah and how upset they were. And it seemed like when Peter walked in, the tension between the girls that were left and Peter was very palpable because mm-hmm. they heard what happened the day before and it was very ugly. So we go around with a couple of girls, and it's always my favorite part when the relationships are forming. You can see the girls hanging out with each other. Mm-hmm. Like Jasmine and Peyton were holding hands yeah. when they were like sitting around on the couch. I always personally love that.
Yeah, I love that. And in some ways, I find it really weird because mm-hmm. they're all vying for the same guy. Like, they're all fighting for the same guy. They're all interested in him. They're all dating him.
Right.
Yet they still form relationships, which is kind of weird, right?
It's like a sister wife thing.
Yeah.
Which I don't love.
No.
I mean, if I wanted to be in a cult, I would just be in a cult.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, women are different beasts, right?
Women are weird like that.
We're weird. We're weird.
We're weird like that. So one of the things that happened over the course of the evening, Madison and Peter had a very cute moment that also yeah. turned into something very uncomfortable for me.
Really strange.
He has an interesting relationship with Madison. What were your thoughts from last week when she went to his parents' vow renewal?
I thought it was weird.
Sure.
Not going to lie. That she's sitting front row. You know, she's going to be in every single one of their photos.
Yes!
For the rest of time.
Yes!
And she just met this dude.
Yes. Like, and what if he doesn't pick her?
Right. Awkward.
Awkward.
And so then he presents to her this wrapped photo frame with a photo of them, her, and his family.
His
together.
Entire
Immediate
family. Yeah.
Super awkward.
And she's in the middle of yeah. the picture.
She's front and center. Awkward.
This is very weird. And, you know, Peter, as we know, is an intimate person. He is very attached to his parents, as you can tell.
Very.
I mean, I know I say it jokingly, but I really think Peter wants to marry his mother.
Yep. And he wants to be his dad and his mom.
Bingo. Bingo. And for some reason, him and Madison have a very deep relationship, and it's kind of gross.
He definitely likes her a lot, mm-hmm. and I think it's reciprocal. But yeah, the photo was weird, man.
The photo was weird.
Yeah.
So that was something good for her. I'm glad that Madison is getting the pee time that she needs.
Mm-hmm.
So the Kelsey business. Joe, do you want to kind of recap how this went down?
Wowee.
Oh boy. The champagne crisis of 2020.
The champagne crisis. It's like, it's a floodgate for sure.
What? D-R-A-M-A. Drama. Right there.
So basically what happens is Kelsey has a special bottle of champagne that she got for her birthday or something, and she sure. wanted to bring on the show, sure. whatever. It's a bottle of Dom, so, you know, we all like a good Dom.
We love
I'm
a Dom.
Not gonna lie.
It's great.
Not gonna lie. And she brings it onto the show. She wants to share it with someone special. Peter, apparently, is that someone special.
Sure.
Okay. So she sets it up all romantically by the fire with a blanket, and it's all beautiful and laid out there.
She lit the candles.
She lit the candles. She was ready. But then other people kept stealing him, and she never got her moment. And then...
Oh, God.
Dun, dun, dun. Anne stumbles across said champagne and pops it open. And there is actually probably my favorite moment of the whole show tonight.
Yes.
Was that like kind of flick of the head
Ugh.
That Kelsey did when she heard that champagne cork pop.
Ugh. Her head spun around like she was The Exorcist.
She did.
It was like Chucky in Child's Play when her head went all the way around and she looked from up at... I felt awful for her.
It was terrible.
So, as we know, the producers are sinister people. We can't trust them. And I think this episode was a very producer heavy episode.
Agreed. So there was a second bottle of champagne all set up, all ready to go elsewhere, mm-hmm. that was actually set up for them, and they went to the wrong, and I'm air quoting here, friends, wrong setup.
Yes.
Awkward.
So, I mean, first of all, do you really think Hannah Ann knew what was going on?
I think probably not, honestly.
Mm-hmm. You know, as much as I don't want to be into it, I think you're right.
I mean, who really cares?
Also
firstly,
true.
Firstly, it's a bottle of champagne.
Also true.
There's a lot of champagne in that place.
Right.
Like, who even cares?
And it was very unclear how she even got the bottle of champagne to begin with.
I think I mentioned to you, Taylor, when you live in a shared house with like 20 women, you need to write your name on that thing.
Write your name on it. Write your name on stuff.
Otherwise, you're going to lose it.
I mean, when you go to work and you bring your own lunch, what do?
You write your name on it.
You write your name on it.
Otherwise, someone else is going to steal it if it's a good lunch.
I mean, what happened to Ross in that Thanksgiving episode after
Friends?
He didn't write his name on his sandwich, and he almost had to fight the guy at work.
Snooze, you lose.
You snooze, you lose.
Right.
That was stupid. All she needed to do was put a little card on there that said, "For Peter, love, Kelsey."
Right.
That's really it.
That was it.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
So
when she walked away, I knew that was going to happen.
You knew it. Oh, that poor girl.
Painful.
So Hannah Ann and Peter popped champagne. Kelsey is, in a word, incensed.
Oh, yeah.
She gets up. She has a complete emotional meltdown.
Yeah.
She's furious about the champagne. Mm-hmm. She is also, which is part of the problem, she is being fueled by the other girls that are also upset about the champagne. Tammy's upset.
I think it's really funny the way that they just keep inserting these funny little quips that Tammy has. And she's coming across super smart and funny.
I like her a lot.
Yeah,
now,
same.
Does that mean, do you think that means that she will stay around for Peter?
No.
Great.
No, I do not.
Fantastic.
No.
So the other girls are gassing Kelsey up, saying, you know, it's okay, everything's fine, like, you know, it's just champagne, like, it's fine, like, Peter's fine. So Kelsey, in a fit of rage, confronts Hannah Ann and Peter, which I think was a huge mistake.
Yeah, I agree.
You have to wait for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You can't, like, have the lead in front of you when you're trying to confront another one of the girls, because that obviously makes you look crazy.
It really does. And it did make her look crazy.
I mean, she looked insane.
It was not cool. We saw more tears from her tonight than we have on numerous people in entire episodes, like entire seasons.
Frankly,
entire seasons.
That's really it. So Peter then brings Kelsey to the other set of champagne.
Yep. And I believe they knocked it over.
Yeah.
That's how it got shook up. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Got all shook up.
Yes. They knocked it over. It got shook up. And then Kelsey sort of was like, fine, I will take it right to the dome. And this just hurt me so bad.
Oh, I never want to see this again. But I kind of do. It's like, it's car crash TV, right? You want to look, but you can't. But you have to.
Yes. She opens the champagne and takes a drink.
From the bottle.
And then, Joe,
it basically just backfires into her face.
Oh, my God.
All over her face.
If that had happened to you, what would you have done?
I honestly would have got up and left then and there. That would have been it. I'd have been like, bye.
That would
I'm
have been
out.
My last episode of the show. Thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you, Peter.
I probably would have got up, maybe curtsied, mm-hmm. maybe taken a little bow and just said goodnight.
Very tasteful and said, I will never see you again. This is the last time you will ever see me on this television show.
That would be it.
It was mortifying.
It was mortifying. It was horrendous. It was awful to watch.
It was awful. So she cleans her face up, I guess, right? Mm.
I mean, she probably would have had to have left. Or maybe it was the girl who cleaned up Hannah Brown's makeup at the beginning of the show. Cleaned her up.
Same girl. So, oh, God. Painful. I felt like Kelsey was really acting 23 and Hannah Ann was actually acting 28.
Yeah.
Like, those are their ages flipped.
Yeah.
And it seemed like Kelsey was flying off the handle. She was acting insane. And then when she finally confronted Hannah Ann was... She really seemed like she didn't know.
Yeah.
And I feel like the producers really put her in a bad spot.
I agree. It was a plant, for sure.
It was bad.
Yeah.
So Peter tried to save it. He was so sweet. And frankly, the producers are evil. So we get to the end of the rose ceremony, and Hannah Ann and Kelsey have pretty much been at each other's throats all evening. And we come to the end of the road. So of the three girls that we lost, first we lost Courtney.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Big boobs. That's about it.
Yes. That is Courtney.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I don't remember anything more about her.
Great. I love it.
Great.
Next was Peyton, who we also lost this evening.
Not so disappointing. Honestly, she looked terrible tonight. That dress she was wearing was hideous.
What was that? So to describe the dress, I mean, how would you describe it?
I want to say it was almost like some sort of animal print, but it was sequined pink, and it was ghastly, quite honestly.
I don't know where she would have bought it.
Yeah.
Revolve, maybe?
I mean,
wouldn't they? Oh my God. Is that awful? I bet they would be pissed if she said that. What a bad dress.
It was terrible. She looked awful. She looked really bad. Time to go.
And then finally, we lost Lauren. This one hurt me really bad.
Oh, me too. I was upset about this one. This was a shock.
And she's gorgeous. Now, remember, Lauren was the one with the gorgeous jumpsuit. Body for days.
She just looked amazing. Oh, I mean, every episode, she's looked amazing.
I can't even speak. Like,
she's absolutely beautiful. What was he thinking?
I don't know. Maybe she... Now, I'll be honest with you. What if she was dumber than Sydney?
It's possible. I mean, to be fair, we didn't hear her speak very much, so it's possible.
It's possible that she could be a complete mess.
Yeah, but I would have kept her around for the jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I would love to know where that was from, actually.
That's true. She looked great in a ponytail.
Amazing. Beautiful.
Well, we'll miss you, Lauren.
Sorry.
So, up next is our next group date. We're finally past the first rose ceremony of the season. This is exciting. And now we're on to our next group date. So, this was really exciting. Now, we've talked about a lot of group dates on this show in a lot of different ways, but I'll be really honest with you. This is probably my favorite group date that they've ever done. Joe, thoughts?
This was really, really fun. So, should we list the girls? So, we had Alexa, Lexi, Victoria F, Deandra, Natasha, McKenna, Hannah Ann, Kelsey. Have I missed anyone?
I think that's everybody. That's it? Yeah. So this was, I wrote in my notes, the social media date of a lifetime.
Absolutely.
So this was a Revolve fashion show, and it involved basically the girls picking out an entire wardrobe from Revolve, and a day look and an evening look. And the winner of the competition would win basically every outfit in the Revolve closet. Now, if you guys don't know Revolve, get the internet and Google it.
Where have you been?
Where have you been? Because every single social media influencer, hot girl, IG, thought, like everybody.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Where is Revolve? This is probably the biggest social media get that The Bachelor could have had in their entire franchise history.
Absolutely. This was huge.
It would be like, this is probably the equivalent of them securing Neil Lane to do the diamonds. Like, yes. would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. I would agree with that for sure. And also, what a prize. I mean, realistically, when you think about it, what would you rather win? Peter or the Revolve Closet?
The Revolve Closet.
That's a hard one, isn't it?
Actually it. And I think, I want to say last season or a couple seasons ago, one of the influencers that I follow went to the Revolve Beach. I think they have like a big like weekend or whatever. And at the Revolve Beach weekend, Rachel Lindsay was there.
Oh, yes, she was.
And she was a reporter. And the influencer I follow is a like beauty journalist, a beauty blogger. She interviewed her. She talked to her about Brian, all of this stuff. Moral of the story, Revolve's got it.
Yeah.
And Revolve has all these Bachelor kids in their back pocket.
Yeah, they do. Smart moves.
Really?
Smart moves.
Really. So, this whole date, we find out that Victoria is insecure. And it's very upsetting to me.
Yeah, I mean, she said it herself. She has mental health issues.
Sure.
I think that's pretty much what she said.
Okay.
But I didn't actually like the fact that she was playing it, that she was shy and, you know, super insecure. And then she comes out there in this freaking corset and rocks it. Like, girl, talk about snakes.
Yes.
There's a lot of snakes in this group. And she, for me, is one of them.
Mm-hmm. She's a Slytherin for sure.
She's a Slytherin. Mm. She's slippery.
I don't like that. So... As you know, from last week, I was very vocal about Victoria modeling some Confederate flag apparel. So I just find it funny that she was really upset about modeling and being insecure. And then also, the fashion show was like 40 people at mm-hmm. best. So I don't want to have this conversation about, oh my God, I don't want to get out there in front of all these people. So
did we need tears over it?
We did not.
No.
We did not need tears over it.
It was not necessary.
I don't think so. So also part of this date, which I thought was really a really fun thing, Carson Kressley of the original Queer Eye, and then supermodel of the world of the galaxy, the first supermodel, Janice Dickinson, was also part of this. This was a great date.
It was all around perfect, really.
It was all around perfect. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Yeah.
So same. We finally get to the end of the date, and the final two fashion runway girls are Hannah Ann,
who was sporting a wedding dress for the day look. I just want to say,
talk about that for a minute.
Interesting. And Peter loved it.
Ugh,
he loved it.
Ugh,
he cannot wait to get married.
He's such a simple human being.
Mm-hmm.
I want less mm-hmm. for him. I really do. but you know what? And Joe was talking about this before the show. Joe, you actually love Peter.
I'm into Peter.
Why?
I'm not gonna lie. He's a cutie.
Mm-hmm.
He's a real cutie. He does not have a great body. He's super dorky and awkward. Like, I'm not into that. But there's something about that face. It's cute.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. He caught an angle for mm-hmm. me tonight. I didn't love it. And I don't want to admit it. But he caught an angle, like, once.
A split second. It was a moment.
It was a moment. I was weak for it. And I caught it. But don't get excited.
I won't.
Don't get excited.
Yeah.
So we finally get to the end. And the winner ends up being Hannah Ann. Color me surprised. She's a model. Wow. Spoiler alert.
Could have guessed that one.
So, I think this is personally rigged. And Victoria P, she freaks out. Of course. She wants to leave. She wants to go home. Blah, blah, blah. So we get to the evening part of the date. She's talking in a baby voice, Victoria P.
Mm-hmm.
And her and Peter have sort of some of the first one-on-one time from the evening. So what were your thoughts about the conversation that they had?
Well, firstly, she was crying again. Mm-hmm. What these girls, they just cannot stop with Mm-mm. the tears. It is over the top.
It's really wild.
It's too much. And then Peter drops this bomb when he's, and I wrote this down in my notes.
Yes.
You're not like the other girls here. What does that mean?
What does that mean? And he was very vocal about the fact that he, one, believed Victoria's whole story about, I'm shy and I don't like to do this. And he said, it's really endearing to me that you act like this and that you are like this and that this is not for you. Sir, he is gullible.
Oh my God.
This is not, Victoria P is playing you like a fiddle.
Absolutely.
So this is upsetting. So he finds Victoria's whole shtick very exciting. And then we move on to his one-on-one time to Hannah Ann. The only other thing I'll say about Victoria P is that by encouraging her behavior, she will continue to act this way.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. Yeah. And she's beautiful, but and I think he likes that about her. And she looked hot on the runway. Like,
she looked great.
I'll give her that. But yeah, she's a snake. Mm-hmm. She's a snake. I don't like it.
Yeah. She seems like she's got some sinister and ulterior motives. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Me neither.
So then we get to Hannah Ann's time with Peter. And she talks at length about how she felt bullied by Kelsey. Joe, did you feel like Hannah Ann was being bullied by Kelsey?
I did not.
Okay.
So again, we got the interns onto it super quick, and they've been on the ball tonight.
You know,
and
they're so good.
They're so good. And what did the description of a bully actually come out as?
Let me get my paper for my intern. Hold on just a second. Let me find it. Okay. Thank you. They're so good. So cute.
Yeah.
Okay. The definition of bullying, or a bully, a person who uses strength or power to harm or intimidate others who are weaker. It is repeated and habitual, and it is most importantly an imbalance of power. As I read this definition, Joe, do you think that Hannah Ann is being bullied by Kelsey?
I do not.
I do not. Why would you say that?
I mean, let's be honest. We've only just started this. It's sure. One night. Okay. Admittedly, Kelsey did call her a bitch.
Sure.
But you know what? We've all done that. We've all been there. We've all said worse things than that.
Sure.
Haven't we?
We have. Been there.
Aside from me, because I'm British and we're polite and we don't say things like that.
Which is part of why Meghan and Harry are having such a rough time with this whole thing.
But no, she's not being bullied.
She's not being bullied. And if anything, Kelsey's probably being bullied by Hannah Ann because
absolutely.
Hannah Ann got the first impression rose. The imbalance of power is all in favor of Hannah Ann. She just won this challenge. So what is she talking about?
Yeah.
So Peter then goes to Kelsey and says, I can't believe you called Hannah Ann a bitch. Kelsey says, I can't believe that Hannah Ann would tell you that I called her a bitch. They fight. Kind of?
This felt
like a nothing fight to me.
Yeah, it was pretty pathetic. Like, you could see how their relationship would pan out. Like, it would be very bland. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Not much passion, not much feistiness.
And you know, Peter loves passion.
He does.
And he loves feistiness.
He does.
He's been very clear about that, hasn't he?
Four times a night,
baby. All right! All right, that's enough of that. So, at the end of this date, we get to the group date rose because this is now the end of the episode. So we've had our first full rose ceremony and now we're on to the next week. And Victoria P, who likes to lie, got the group date rose. Your thoughts on that?
I was not surprised, but thought it was a little unusual because obviously we can see what's going on in the background.
Yes.
But my favorite moment actually from that was Lexi when she turned and commented, good for you. There's a lot of out there tonight.
I like it. I kind of like
it. There's a lot.
I'm feeling the fantasy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so now that we've gone through the episode, this was really action-packed. Especially after last week, I thought that, okay, maybe this week was going to be a little bit softer. Lot happened this week.
I was exhausted. Honestly, I'm exhausted right now. There was so much going on in this episode.
It was great. Okay, so now we're going to go on to our power rankings. So, Joe, give us your number four.
Well, this one was a tough one for me. Mm-hmm. I've got kind of two who are kind of in fourth place.
Okay.
Can I give them both?
You can do whatever you want. I love it.
Can I?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm kind of tossing up between Sydney and Victoria P.
Okay.
I want to make that very clear. Victoria P, not F. F, whatever.
Say more.
F off.
Okay. Yes, I love it.
Sydney, super hot, great. Victoria P didn't really feature that much in this episode, but I feel like there's more of her to come.
Mm-hmm.
She's also hot. I think she seems quite intelligent. Mm-hmm. I like her. So that's my number four.
Okay.
In a half each spot.
You will be surprised that my number four is also Victoria P. She had a great week last week.
Yeah.
I love that she has already come out very hot in terms of wearing glasses.
Love the glasses.
A lot of glasses this week as well. Alexa?
Love it.
Killing the glasses game.
She's a smoke show.
She's a smoke show. I don't think she's going to be on here much longer, but she's real hot.
And coming from two girls who also wear glasses, sitting right here, you and I, friend, glasses look great.
Glasses are great.
Yeah.
They really are. Would you ever get LASIK?
Do you know what? Somebody asked me this question about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no. because I actually truly love wearing glasses.
Yes.
I like mixing it up. I like being a different person when I've got my glasses on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
I agree with you very much on that.
And I know Adam is a huge fan of spectacle wearing women.
He's a slut for glasses,
he
really.
Loves it, he loves it.
Yeah, I know. Great. My number three is Kelly.
Mm, interesting.
I still love Kelly. Kelly literally had no play tonight. We didn't see her. I probably didn't see her once.
Barely
tonight.
For a second.
Which I'm fine with, because Kelly is all but winning the show. And I will mention to you that there have been a couple instances where Peter has, I think it was last week, has been on a couple of podcasts. You listened to Rachel and Becca's podcast.
I did.
Did Peter mention anything about him meeting Kelly ahead of the show?
He actually didn't. No, he barely mentioned it.
Weird.
Interesting, right?
Mm. So the Ringer podcast, which I have my own feelings about the Ringer, and, you know, I will say this, you know, I just want Bill Simmons to hire one brown woman to work at the Ringer. I don't know when he's going to do it. It's never going to happen. Could it be me? Fine.
Who knows?
I will take it. But Peter spoke on the Ringer podcast in detail about how he met Kelly, retelling the story.
Ooh, interesting. And was it a different version to what we heard last week?
No. However, I think they because come on. Like, it doesn't make sense that they have the chemistry that they have,
mm-hmm.
and somebody didn't see some. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there is some serious chemistry. And actually, going back to something we talked about tonight, he does love picking women up and putting them down on lots of different surfaces.
I have something he to say loves about it. That. And he continues to do that, and everybody's hemlines are like at the bottom of the.
Yeah.
And I just feel like we're playing with fire.
We are. You need to be wearing a jumpsuit to be sat up on a bar.
Thank you very much. And I'm sorry for being so crude by saying that, but it's the truth, guys. Who's your number three?
My number three is Madison.
Wow. Yes. Talk about that.
I think she's cute. I think she had a great date last week. I think he loves his family, and him introducing her to his family is massive.
It's huge.
And there's a clip that they keep playing in the future about his mum saying not letting her go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that's about, but okay. I feel like they got to know her, and I feel like she's in
That's a really good point. That's a really good point. We'll get back to that in bold predictions. Okay, who's your number two?
My number two is Kelly.
We love Kelly.
Yeah. I think he's totally into her. I think she's pretty. She's got an unusual mouth.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the fillers, or it's wide,
again,
or very, dimples.
I think it's very wide, mm-hmm. but there are a lot of women on this show who have lip fillers. We both noticed that tonight.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that. But there's a lot of stretched out, very full looking, plump lips.
Fresh, as you called it.
Fresh. Very fresh.
Fresh fillers.
Yeah.
We love Kelly. My number two is Hannah Ann. She had a great episode this week. If anything, she played that victim card like, I don't know, like she was Hamlet. I don't know. She played that victim card like Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant.
Mm-hmm.
She really, really is working it.
She is.
I don't know.
She's working her 2%.
Thank you. She's using her percent.
She is.
She really, really is. Okay, who's your number one?
My number one is Hannah Ann.
Oh, God! Yeah. Again!
She had a smashing episode. Mm-hmm. Yep, she worked it. He likes her. And he said that. They had a moment.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
In this evening mm-hmm. section of the date. And he said to her, he looked into her eyes. I think he was holding her face.
Ugh.
And he was like, I really like you.
Ugh.
And she said, I kind of like you a little bit.
Ugh.
Just a little bit.
And he loves it. He for some reason
loves that.
He's the kind of guy that is very into women that are like, I don't care about you.
Yeah.
Because Kelly is exactly like mm-hmm. that. Now, Madison, she was playing it a little bit too hard. She was doing laughing. She was flipping her hair, yeah. all this kind of stuff on their date. He loves girls that are like, I don't care about you. Hannah B. Perfect example.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
My number one is Madison. I mean, the picture. I can't get over it.
Mm-hmm.
That was really gross, and I hated it.
Really strange.
Which means he loves her. Good for them.
Eek. Very strange.
Very strange.
Kind of creepy.
So before we go, we want to get your bold predictions. Jo, say more.
I think this is going to be a wild ride. I really do. Mm-hmm. I really do. And so I was listening to this other podcast that shall not be mentioned. Because I'm pretty sure that 25 to Life is the only Bachelor podcast out there.
Yes. It's true.
I think so. But anyway, he mentions that every week, week by week, he's just expecting it to kind of like calm down and just relax into it and start enjoying himself and the women and have a good time. And it just doesn't. It just is gets wilder and wilder.
Interesting. So,
and so my bold prediction is that this is going to be a crazy ride. And I think, as Chris Harrison says, it is going to be the most dramatic season ever.
How dare you?
I know.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Do you have to drink now? That's part of the...
Yes. Yes. Damn. Shots for everybody. Do you think Hannah B is coming back?
You know what? Nothing would surprise me. Mm-hmm. I would not be surprised if she came back. And actually, I would quite like to see it.
So, especially... This is probably going to be an unpopular opinion. After seeing them at the top of this episode almost kiss, guys, we were in this house screaming.
There was screaming.
There happening. Was screaming happening. We were screaming.
Yeah. We were kind of looking between our fingers. Like, it was mm-hmm. one of those moments. Mm-hmm. Like, what is going to happen? I thought they were going to kiss.
I thought they were going to kiss as well.
I would have put money on it.
So I feel like, and I know I said, I think it was last week or the week before, where I was like, no, they're not going to get together. Like, I don't want this. This is terrible. I kind of would be fine with it.
I want to see it.
I want to see it. Is this awful?
No.
What happened to me?
I don't
Adam
know.
Leaves for 1 week and I turn into just a sorority girl. I'm sorry, guys.
Girl, I don't even recognize you.
Who am I?
Who are you?
Yikes. That's my one bold prediction. I think definitely somebody is going to walk out. And like I said last week, Peter is pretty horned up.
I'm so horned up.
So I think he's going to definitely sleep with somebody outside of the sanctioned time frame.
100% that's mm-hmm. happening. I think
he can't keep his hands to himself.
I think it's going to happen sooner rather than we think.
Really?
I really do.
On the track, when they start traveling, or?
I think probably when they start traveling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but mm-hmm. I think it's going to happen soon.
Okay. And it looks like he gets a one-on-one date with Sydney, which I'm kind of into.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it could be Sydney. Who knows? I mean, realistically.
Good for her.
Take a look at her.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, good for him.
Well, good for him is actually really where we're at. Good for him. I mean, her. No, it's fine.
But if he's as good as he comes across.
All right. Joe, thanks for being here. This was so cute.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
We're so excited. And as our original Duchess of Sussex, please tell cousin Megan we said hello.
I will.
That we're rooting for her. That
we support everything she's doing.
Everything.
I will. I'll make sure that she knows she's loved.
I know. And then if we can have a karaoke party, maybe watch The Bachelor. The Canadian Bachelor, it sounds like, might be on the table for her if they move back to Canada.
That could happen. I'll schedule it.
Please.
I'll schedule it.
Just put it in the diary. Is that what we call it?
Yeah, in the diary. Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe.
I am a very safe guy. Practice safety in everything I do. And
in everything.
I'm not going to stop now.
This is not normal. Dating 30 women.
You're going to get the good, the bad, and the ugly. Live vicariously through my love story.
Everyone thinks I fell in love with everyone.
I am in touch with my emotions. It's like the number one thing for me.
I think it comes from my Cuban roots.
I mean, it was uncomfortable.
It was awkward. You date that many women, there's going to be drama.